the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Ricky Acosta explains how putting aside our conscience can hinder our enjoyment of the Lord, and also gives us the way to regain the sensitivity of our conscience.
Over these few weeks, we're talking about the matter of exercising our spirit by exercising the functions of our spirit. And in today's broadcast, we'd like to highlight the relationship or the connection between enjoying the Lord, exercising our spirit, and exercising our conscience. Brothers and sisters, I think we all know that we need to enjoy the Lord. Actually, without the enjoyment of the Lord, we just have no way to go on. But we have to admit that many times our enjoyment of the Lord might be limited. To enjoy the Lord in a real way has everything to do with the exercise of the Spirit. But I hope that you realize by now that to exercise the Spirit is different from merely releasing our spirit in the church meeting. To release our spirit in the church meeting is to let our spirit out as we're sharing something, as we're praying, as we're singing. But to exercise our spirit is to live by the functions of our spirit. That is, the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. You may have learned how to release your spirit in the meeting. However, actually, you don't pay that much attention in your daily life to the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. That is, the feelings that we have in our spirit, coming from our spirit in our daily life. I've met quite a number of young people who really have had a heart for the Lord, and they pray, read, they call on the Lord, they do all the things that they're encouraged to do by the serving ones. But after some time, it's very evident that they don't have that much enjoyment, that is, enjoyment of the Lord. And it could very well be that the problem lies right here with this matter, that they are not paying that much attention to the feelings in their spirit. Particularly, they may not be paying that much attention to their conscience. You know, our conscience can be affected by our environment, our upbringing, our background, our tradition, and all the worldly concepts that we have picked up as we're growing up. You know, the word conscience actually means with knowledge. And although our conscience is a function of our spirit, it can be affected by our knowledge, by the things that we think and the concepts that we have. We can illustrate this matter by a story that we find in the Summer School of Truth lesson book number 6, entitled The Bible, the Word of God. There's a story in chapter 5 under the section Changing Behavior. It says this: one time an American merchant in Africa saw a native reading a Bible under a tree. He said to the native, "This book is not popular in America. It is not worth anything." The native pointed to his stomach and said, "If it were not because of this book, you would be in here by now." The native had been a cannibal. What does this show? Well, this cannibal, or this native, grew up practicing cannibalism, which is murder. But in that kind of society, there's not any feeling about this being a sin, because in those societies, it seems that everyone partakes of this, and maybe at the beginning there was some bad feeling, but as you continue to put aside that feeling and you're surrounded by people who have the concept that that's not sin, eventually you grow up with that kind of concept, and absolutely it is not a sin. It's not considered murder. It's considered a way of life. Well, this surely is an extreme example, but the principle can be applied to our daily life. The sense of our conscience being an intuition can never be changed, but our understanding of the feeling of the conscience can be affected, can be dulled by the environment in which we are. For example, the first time you say a lie, you will feel bad in your conscience. Your conscience, your spirit will protest. However, if you go against that, and if you're in an environment where all your companions lie, then after a little while, you will be dulled to that sensation in your spirit. The spirit is still protesting, but you have no realization. It's the same with the matter of respecting authority. The Bible clearly says that all the authorities that are in place in our lives are put there by God, and that we should honor our mother and father. And the first time that we are disrespectful, our conscience will bother us. However, if we put aside the feelings in our conscience, which are the feelings in our spirit, if we put these feelings aside, the next time we're not as sensitive to that feeling. And if we're in an environment where all of our friends, all of our associates around us speak so loosely against authority and are even disrespectful of authority, over a short period of time, it's very possible our conscience will be dulled. Our conscience is still working, our conscience is still protesting, but we are dulled to that realization. Then, brothers and sisters, if we have these sins accumulated in our being, how can we then exercise our spirit or release our spirit? How can we think that we can just call on the Lord and then we'll enjoy the Lord? No wonder we are lacking in our enjoyment of the Lord, because it's very possible that we have accumulated unconfessed sins unknowingly. It seems that very often we offend the Lord unknowingly. We do things, we say things, maybe we look at things, and we sincerely do not feel that we did anything wrong. In Psalm 101, verse 3, it says, I will not set anything base before my eyes. Yet maybe because of the environment in which we live and have grown up, we look at things we shouldn't look at, and there's no feeling in our conscience. Or I should say, we don't have the registration that our conscience is protesting. Well, brothers and sisters, all these kinds of offenses, even these small things, these daily things, will inevitably hinder our enjoyment of the Lord. How we desperately need to recover and regain the sensitivity of our conscience so that our spirit can be strengthened, our spirit can be strong. I'd like to give you a few points which I believe could help us to regain such sensitivity. This is really our responsibility toward the feeling of our conscience. Firstly, we should pay attention to any feeling in our conscience and not put it aside, no matter how small it is. In Ephesians 4:19, it has the phrase, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness in greediness. This phrase, past feeling, who being past feeling, that means you had feeling, but you put it aside. And then you had feeling, and you put it aside again. And it's just like when you get a callus on your fingers, maybe from playing the guitar. When people start playing the guitar and strumming, at first it hurts because the skin on the fingertips is very sensitive. But the more you play, you develop some callus to the point that now you strum very hard and there's no feeling. Well, with our conscience, it could be the same. At first, there is feeling. If you set it aside, and to set aside just means don't pay attention to it. You just let it go. Then eventually, brothers and sisters, will be calloused. In 1 Timothy 4, 2, it talks about being seared in our conscience. And so we should never ignore these senses in our conscience coming from our spirit. The second point is that we shouldn't reason with the feeling in our spirit or the feeling in our conscience. We shouldn't explain it away. We shouldn't just excuse ourselves by saying, everyone does this, or I'm just not strong enough. We need to pay attention to this feeling and go along with this feeling. At the very least, we should admit that that is a sin, whatever it is that our conscience is bothering us about. Thirdly, we need to confess our sins. According to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confessing even a small sin will restore some fellowship and give us more enjoyment and experience of life so that we can have a deeper fellowship with Him, a deeper flow of life, and He can work further in us. And finally, we should not thrust away the feeling of our conscience. Actually, brothers and sisters, this is very crucial for our going on in the Christian life and in the church life in the Lord's recovery. In 1 Timothy 1:19, it says, holding faith and a good conscience, concerning which some thrusting these away, have become shipwrecked regarding the faith. This verse links faith and a good conscience. And then it says, thrusting these away. If we thrust away the feeling of our conscience, we will also thrust away our faith. No wonder we don't have the believing ability to go on with the Lord, to believe in His word, because we thrust away our conscience, and our conscience is linked with the matter of faith. And if we do that eventually, the Bible shows us we could become shipwrecked regarding the faith, that is, God's economy. And actually, we have seen this already, brothers and sisters. Some don't pay attention to their conscience. It could be in small things. Eventually, their faith is shipwrecked, and they depart from the fellowship with the church. Oh, our conscience is so important. I hope that we never take this matter for granted, but that we would pay attention to all the feelings in our conscience, realizing these are the feelings coming from the Lord in our spirit. So we would not put aside any feeling, we would not ignore any feeling, we would not reason away any feeling, but rather we would just confess and never thrust away. Then we will be preserved not only in the enjoyment of the Lord, but also in God's economy. Brothers and sisters, this is, in a sense, not just a matter of our enjoyment. This is a matter that concerns the fulfillment of God's economy. May the Lord preserve us all, but may He do this in a daily way as we pay attention to these gentle, quiet feelings in our spirit. May the Lord strengthen us to take heed to our spirit in our daily living. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.